Radio Prague News.
The Finance Ministry is readying to send individual ministries and institutions the details of planned austerity measures. Senators for the opposition Social Democratic Party have put forward Anna Shabatova for the post of Ombudswoman. Military police will increase security at the Prague headquarters of the General Staff of the Czech Army in September, a spokeswoman has said. The Finance Ministry, the newspaper Lidové Noviny reported, will soon send out the details of proposed austerity measures to government ministries and relevant institutions, cuts necessary to help tackle the deficit. Under the proposal, state expenses should be 28.2 billion less than previously expected by the end of the year. Of that, savings of 10.2 billion crowns will come from individual ministries. According to the Czech Daily, the Education Ministry will be among those that will have to save the most, more than 3 billion crowns in 2010. All 14 ministries will have to reduce their operational budgets by 2.5%. Institutions that will see cuts, meanwhile, include the Czech Academy of Sciences, the Constitutional Court, and the Office of the President. The Cabinet will discuss the proposals next Wednesday. Senators for the opposition Social Democratic Party have put forward Anna Shabatova for the post of Ombudswoman, a candidate who could theoretically receive support from one of the parties in government, Topo 9, and possibly the Communists, sources have said. Until recently, Mrs. Shabatova served as the deputy head of the office when it was led by former lawyer Otakar Motyl, who died in May following a short bout with illness. An attempt by the lower house of parliament at the beginning of July to elect Mrs. Shabatova or a fellow candidate to the post proved inconclusive after two rounds of voting, leading the process to now be repeated. The Social Democrats have expressed confidence Shabatova can get wider backing a second time around. Security at the headquarters of the General Staff of the Czech Army in the district of Prague 6 will be boosted as of September, General Staff spokeswoman Mira Trebitska has said. The move comes after the headquarters was surprisingly broken into by thieves last week, who made off with several honorary military medals. The break-in prompted Defense Minister Alexander Vondra to call for increased security by the military police. They had guarded the building until last year, when security was slashed by Mr. Vondra's predecessor as part of cost-cutting measures. Following the break-in, security experts expressed concern over the ease with which perpetrators made their way inside, although sensitive information was reportedly not stolen. An investigation by the military police continues. Czech athlete Barbora Špotáková came first in the javelin at a Diamond League meeting in Monaco on Thursday evening. Just a week before the European Athletics Championships get underway in Barcelona, the Olympic champion and world record holder topped the podium with a throw of 65.76 meters. Finally, a quick look at the weather. A drop in temperatures expected into the weekend with a chance of rain and cloudy conditions. Temperatures should reach maximum highs of 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.